Congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of worship printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
For God alone my soul waits in silence.
For his prayers.
He alone is my rock and my salvation.
My fortress, I shall not be greatly shaken.
How long will all of you attack a man to batter him?
Like a leaning wall, a tottering fence.
They only plan to thrust him down from his high position.
They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse.
For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence.
For my hope is from him.
He only is my rock and my salvation.
My fortress, I shall not be shaken.
On God rests my salvation and my glory.
My mighty rock, my refuge is God.
Trust in him at all times, O people.
Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion.
In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath.
Put no trust in extortion.
Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them.
Once God has spoken,
twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God.
And that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love.
For you will render to a man according to his work. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning,
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high,
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit,
one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he said he would do to them, and he did not do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning at verse 29. "This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. I want you to be free from anxieties. The unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to please the Lord. But the married man is anxious about worldly things, how to please his wife, and his interests are divided. And the unmarried or betrothed woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to be holy in body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about worldly things, how to please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to lay any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation stands. We sing the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia.
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 The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat, mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in
one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. Are there any children that would like to come forward?
Christ, our true and only light, enlighten those who sit in night. Let those afar now hear your voice, and in your fold with us rejoice. Fill with the radiance of your grace souls now lost in error's maze. Enlighten those whose inmost minds some dark delusion haunts and blinds. Oh, gently call those gone astray, that they may find the saving
Our sermon this morning focuses especially on the first two verses of the gospel reading from Mark 1, verses 14 and 15. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You didn't get to see the picture I showed the children, but hopefully I said enough that maybe got some picture or something in your mind of the description of what it looked like. There, the bridge was out ahead. There were all kinds of construction fences and bright flashing lights, and a construction man there holding up his hand. And as the children said, if you went further, you'd smash into the fences, but then you'd smash into the cement mixer truck and some other things. But finally, the bridge is out. And that's what the sign said. There's a sign on the construction fences, "Bridge out." Jesus is telling the people, the bridge is out. Don't keep going this way. And the term he uses, repent, means to change around, to think differently, to make, often said, a 180-degree turn. This way is not going to work. But believe in the gospel. And this concept is important for us, for we Lutherans, in that part of the main theme and concern of the Reformation was that a person could do something, they could do enough penance, they could do enough repentance, they could buy enough indulgences, they could do something to make it work. But the bridge is out. If the bridge is out and it's really deep and you need a bridge, it doesn't matter how big a four-wheel drive you think you're going to get. The bridge is out. And so we know that the thinking that it was do penance, this actually was translated in the Latin Bible, do penance. Not repent, but do penance. And so one of the many things Luther saw is that's not to be translated do penance, do something, but repent, turn. You're going the wrong way. You can't do something, you're going the wrong way. So it hits us. This passage hits us in that way. But it's clear in this teaching and everywhere, it's a complete change. It's a change in thinking. And Jesus, his miracles, and we were just talking about this in Bible study, the miracles and the wonders that he did were important. They showed who he was, but you can't have those miracles and wonders apart from his teaching, the understanding that he is the Son of God, the understanding that the people are sinners, the understanding that the promises of God are being fulfilled now in Christ, that teaching and preaching of Jesus is so important. So he had mercy on people, and he had care for people, and he healed them, but always in the context that the Messiah is here. Repent and believe in the good news. When we hear, the way we humans are, we're anxious to find out something that we can do to make things better. It's a normal thing, every culture, every society, all of human history. And so when we hear repent, it's easy for us to think, okay, now that's something I'm going to have to do to make it better, right? It's like, okay, how big a four-wheel truck do I need to get to make it across that river when the bridge is out? How big a thing am I going to have to do to make it through? And the message is you can't do anything to make it through. It's that big. Don't go that way.
So it's not a decision that we make or something that we do so that we can make it through that. It's not that. But rather, is that way is blocked. That way is done. I guess there's no going to the lake. That's it. But Jesus, what he's doing in his ministry, he is bringing the truth to people, their situation. And he's saying, this way is done. You can't go that way. This way is out. It leads to death. Rather, believe in the Son. Believe the good news. And you will have life. And so it's not that way. You can't do it, but believe in the gospel. Believe the good news. And that truth is not, you have blanks if you're following along, nice or polite. It's not. And I heard a very excellent example of what it is not, just or in an article. I won't read the whole article, but there's something very kind of surprising from my perspective, fortuitous, happened at the Davos, the World Economic Forum in Davos. And those are a lot of rich people, industrialists, bankers, leaders of countries are all gathered there deciding how things should go. And generally speaking, there's a thought that these guys are trying to control things and manipulate the world their way. So it's very unusual that there was a speaker that went up before them from the Heritage Foundation. I almost said the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. That's a mission organization. From a Heritage Foundation, a political organization. And he spoke to the guys. Even that he spoke to them is actually surprising. And so from my perspective, maybe it's good. He said some things to them. But he said something there, and then he took it back as a bad example of what we're talking about. At one little part in the article, it says, he continued, that's this guy from the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, said to these folks at Davos, "The very reason I'm here at Davos is to explain to many people in this room who are watching," now listen, "with all due respect, nothing personal, that you are part of the problem." Do you see the contradiction there? He didn't want to offend them too much. So you are part of the problem, but don't take it personally. Well, who is the you referring to? If I look and say, "You're Kathy, you're the problem," but I don't really mean you. It's actually I'm talking to Tony. That's not what this is like. That's not what this message is. This is a very personal message. When Jesus says repent, he speaks to the crowd, he speaks to you and me, and he doesn't mean, now look to the person next to you, that's who I'm really talking to about repenting. He means me, he means you. And please do take it personally. Take it personally that the bridge is out. I'm sorry, I'm going to point to you two again because now we said it. So if the bridge is out, Tony, you got to tell Kathy, the bridge is out, don't go that way. And Kathy, believe him. You see, when Jesus says repent, he wants the people to listen and he wants the friends and neighbors to listen and us not say, "Well, it's repent, but I know that that guy really needs to repent over there." No, it's for each one of us. And so it's personal, and so also the promises are personal. This message is about this time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. When Jesus says a time is fulfilled, he's telling the people the time is right now in front of your eyes. The one time you've been waiting for? Hunters, it's season. Don't wait any longer. That's what that word means there, the time, the season. It's ready now. What do we say? We say, strike while the iron is cold? No. If we're going to shape that iron, we have to strike while the iron is hot. And Jesus is saying, the iron is hot. The time is now. Repent. Change. And believe in the gospel. And when he says the kingdom is of God is at hand, it's been noted in a number of ways that sometimes we think of kingdom like an area, a land area. But this kingdom, and it can include a land area, but it's really talking about this active reign and rule of God. Jesus is saying the reign of God, the rule of God is here. And what did he say in other passages? The kingdom of God is among you. It's among us. And when we hear Jesus' words, the bridge is out, repent, don't go keeping that way. Believe in God's promises. Believe the gospel. Everything talked about from Adam and Eve all the way through Malachi is now coming true in Jesus Christ. And he called the people to believe in those promises. So that repentance, the law, and that faith in the gospel is personal and it's continuous. It is to each of us as persons. Martin Luther wrote in the 95 Theses, Thesis 1, number 1, the first one, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent, he willed the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. Every day. That's the understanding what Jesus says. Every day, know that that way, the way of trying to be good enough to earn God's grace, trying to be a sinner and don't care, that way is out. The bridge is out every day. And then we see our lives and we see, but I've been acting that way. I've been thinking that way. I've been thinking the way of the world. I've been thinking against God, against his people. Repent. And then believe the gospel every day. It's just two little verses, one verse, but it's a whole life. It's a whole life of repenting and seeing the wrong way is that way. Let Jesus show us his gospel. Trust in him. He makes the way safe. Remember, what did he say in John 14? I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's what he's calling us to do, is to trust in him. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have called us to repent, that you have called us to see our sins, to see the way that leads to death, but to trust in you, the Messiah, the Savior, who takes our sins, who gives us life. Help us to see this in our lives every day, to see our sins, to repent, and to trust in you for forgiveness and life. And help us to feel free and find opportunities to share this good news with others. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and sing the offertory. And the offering can be brought up during the offertory.
Tend me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy.
We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church, printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For faithfulness and urgency in the church, that as this world passes away, we may be bold to proclaim the kingdom of God come near in Christ Jesus, who does not desire the death of a sinner, but that all would repent and believe the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church's mission, that as Christ called Peter and Andrew, James and John to follow him and made them fishers of men, he would send faithful preachers also in our time, and for those who generously support the missionaries, seminaries, colleges, and other institutions of our church for the spread of the gospel and the service of God's people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Christians in every home, that they may have constancy and contentment in their God-given stations, despite every current distress as the present form of this world passes away. For the married, that God would give them comfort and faithfulness, strengthening them also to pass on the faith to the next generation. And for the unmarried, that assured of the holiness of their place in life, they would live freed from anxiety and attend to holiness in body and spirit with undivided devotion to Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation with its rulers, that God would bless President Biden, Governor DeWine, all local government officials, and all who serve for the good of this people. That God would call to repentance those who have forgotten him, and that he would not let disaster befall us, but preserve us in peace and quietness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all of us, that our merciful Father would turn us from every distracting anxiety and the dealings of this world that would draw our hearts away from his blessed gospel and its end, eternal life, for confidence in the resurrection and the peace of a clean conscience by the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name, and that God would graciously behold and help those for whom we pray. And we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Lane, Don, Dave, Randy, Francis, Chelsea, Russ, Joe, Tim, Linda, Norma, Mike, President Kevin Wilson, Pastor Sampson, Zeke, and we pray for the family of Tiffany Sulfur. And we give thanks for the 102 years of Orville Bensky. All these for whom we pray, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the Holy Sacrament, that the Holy Spirit would work repentance and faith in us, united in a sincere confession of his divine truth at this altar, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Hosanna in the highest.
prayer, Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace.
True body of Christ, which is given for you. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you.
Come, let us join our cheerful songs with angels round the throne. 10,000
Take
I am now united.
take
it finds its only joy in thee. Lord, may thy body and thy blood be for me so highest good. Who can condemn me now? For surely the Lord is nigh who justifies. No hell I fear, and thus securely with Jesus I to heaven rise. Lord, may thy body and thy blood be for my soul the highest good. Though death may threaten with disaster, it cannot rob me of my cheer. For he who is of death the master, with aid and comforter is near. Lord, may thy body and thy blood be for my soul the highest good. My heart has now become thy dwelling. Oh, blessed Holy Trinity, with angels I thy praises telling, shall live in joy eternally. Lord, may thy body and thy blood be for my soul.
Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you.
Assist my soul to apt to stray, a stricter watch to keep, and should I e'er forget thy way, restore thy wandering sheep. Make me to walk in thy commands. 'Tis a delightful road. Nor let my head or heart or hands offend against my
congregation is invited to stand for the general dismissal. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people. And to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Savior, again to thy dear name we raise, with one accord our parting hymn of praise. Once more we bless thee, ere our worship cease, then lowly bending, wait thy word of peace. Grant us thy peace upon our homeward way.
Grant us thy peace, Lord, through